statement. You should be familiar with it. They actually weren't handing these out at the registration this time around, but fundamentally what it says is if you talk about anything that has IPR associated with it, you have to reveal the existence of that IPR if you're aware of it. It's summarized more thoroughly in RFC 5378 and 3979, updated by 4879. If you don't know what these say, go find them and read them before you go to the microphone. Blue sheets. Paul's going to hand the blue sheets down. Don't let them cross the aisles. And we also need note takers. As before, I'm happy to stare at the entire crowd until people volunteer.
I can take notes up until the last hour.
Okay, well, that's a different working group, so that's perfect. That's what I need. Thank you. So Brian and an emergency backup note taker. Vijay, thank you very much. And then I know that we are probably going to have remote participants. Who is willing to sit in the Jabber Room at the very least, take questions or comments people have to the microphone, and ideally put things back in there as they happen? Come on, I know about half this room is running Jabber clients right now.
Hannes is exempted then. Who? We need to start getting the XMPP guys coming in here, apparently. Dale, yes, that Dale. Do you happen to have a Jabber client?
Yes.
Could you sit in the Jabber Room and scribe for us? Thanks. Okay, we have two sessions this time. Actually, this particular one we're splitting with CIPREC. They're going to have the 10:30 to 11:30 slot in this room. And today we're talking about a couple of the items that we have both charter and documents for. We're also meeting again on Friday to talk about a couple of objects that have no charter or document to sort of determine whether it's something the working group wants to go over. But in terms of agenda, if anyone wants to bash this, now's the time. Okay. Here's where we stand on our milestones. All of the red things are things that are still basically in our working group. They're in your collective lap. And everything else is basically either in the chair's or in the ISG's hands. So I'm actually just going to leave the summary up there for a couple of seconds and then go through these one by one, at least the ones that we're not already chartered to talk about. So not set up to talk about. Keith.
So you're going back through one by one?
I will, yes.
Okay, well, I'll wait until you get there.
Okay, all right. So, and here's the second one. One of the things you'll notice is we actually only have about four things that are still in the working group. There are the handful of things where we have to get the publication requests out, and as one of the chairs, I'd like to apologize for how slow that's going, but there's a lot of research that goes into these 6 and 7 and 8 year old efforts that have migrated over from SIP in order to get an appropriate proto write-up for these things. But we'll be getting these out as quickly as possible. Hannes.
I spotted a nit.
Oh, no.
On the previous slide, it said SIP location conveyance is already ready for PUP request.
Yes. So that was the chair's belief as we were coming in here. I've had some conversations and have not had an opportunity to update the slides, and that is probably going to have some additional work done to it before we send it up for publication request. Was that what you were going to comment on, Keith?
Yeah, I mean, it was just that there are at least a couple of minor technical issues. I don't think there's anything fundamental in the document, but it's not exactly still the best written, and there are at least a couple of technical issues I've discovered in going through it.
Right, okay. So that is one of the things that the slide that I put up here is going to be wrong also, and fundamentally what it comes down to is we're going to be seeking to address the technical issues in the document before we get it out for publication request. So for $199, this went up to the IASG. There were some comments. There's an open discuss on it. And we need a new version of this that basically clearly spells out in what cases the document, the mechanism itself helps. So as soon as this is cleared up, we're likely to send it back in there. Location conveyance, we just covered that. For the re-invite, that's in our lap. Working with last call is done. There was a new version issued that the author believes addresses all of the comments. And then one of Paul or I will be sitting down to write up the pub rec for this reasonably soon after this meeting. The same is largely true for invite fix. The working group last call finished up at the end of January. And we did get a new version with some very minor updates reflecting those working group last call comments. The example security flows, we've had a number of dedicated reviews that were completed for this. There were some technical comments in the list a couple of months ago, and the document needs to be updated to reflect the comments, the last call comments. And because of the nature of this document, because generating the actual binary blobs that go into it is a relatively difficult task when you have to do changes, it's going to be a while. I spoke to the author before he's going to be able to reissue this, but he half committed to having something done midsummer, and then we'll do a pub rec, so working last call on that as soon as it comes out, because he believes that will address all of the open comments. Keep Alive. Okay, so for this, we have had basically no discussion on the mailing list at all this year, very little prior to that. And I do want to ask the people present, if we're not actually talking about this, is it something that we feel is important enough to continue to work on?
This is Adriel Kaplan. I think it's done. I mean, there's nothing to discuss. We need to publish it.
Okay, so you believe that the reason there's no conversation on it is because it's perfect?
There's nothing contentious in it.
Okay, yep. All right. Christopher?
Christopher Holman. No, there were some technical issues. I identified a few meetings ago, and we decided on another way, but there are also some issues related to that. As far as I'm concerned, the main reason why I haven't had time really to put time into this lately is that, as some people here know, the info stuff has taken a lot of time, and it's taken so much of my time, so this is one of the things that has probably suffered most of that. But my intention now, when we hopefully have info done, is to start dealing with this. So there is some technical details that still needs to be done regarding this. The question whether there's interest, there is at least 3GPP already referred to this draft. So from there, it's already used. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Keith Drage. So I guess if you're going to have real problems with this, you've got problems with Outbound as well. That's all I've been saying. To keep alive, isn't it? No?
The problem is not the keep alive sending itself, which is defined in Outbound. The problem or the issues are related to this new way of negotiating the usage of it. So the problem is not Outbound, it's the negotiation mechanism.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand, Christopher. What I should expect as a chair then is that I should have a new version from you sometime in the relatively near future, and then we can last call that one. Is that what you think?
Well, I did send a new version just a few very recently, but that was only because the previous one had expired. But yes, you know, soon after this meeting, I'd say I will start looking into this, and you should have a new version within the near future. Sorry?
All right, thanks. Adriel?
So are you going to make changes to it?
I don't know. There are some things that we need to discuss, and I will raise those on the list.
Okay. But there is interest anyway.
Okay, SIP event rates control. This is another one where the working group last call has completed. There's a new version. The author believes the new version addresses the working group last call comments, and it's now on us to do a write-up on it. So this should be going into publication request fairly soon. present scaling requests. This is out the door. It's sitting in the IESG right now. It's waiting on one of the simple deliverables to be changed in a certain way. But it's basically out of the working group. This milestone from our perspective is met. All right, and that's it for these slides. Now, Cohen, come over here a second. Well, this is tied down. So,
hello, there we go. All the work you've done over the past 4 years, the inaugural.
Yeah, I still can't use a mic after all these years. All of these coffees I've been getting have been like the very top coffees in the world, and they're all coming from different places. I have no idea how somebody got all of them. It's incredible.
Best one, too.